We're now going to consider some common income activities of charities. Firstly, admission to premises. Where a charity admits visitors to places of interest, gardens, exhibitions, entertainment functions, etc. for a charge, this is a business activity. A VAT-registered charity must account for VAT on this income at the standard rate, that is 20%, unless the income is for admittance to a qualifying fundraising event, in which case it is exempt from VAT. I will say more about fundraising events later. Or the income is covered by the exemption for admission to museums, galleries, art exhibitions, zoos, and theatrical, musical, or choreographic performances. One problem with admissions is where a charity requests a donation in lieu of admission. True donations are outside the scope of VAT. If admission to the premises is not dependent on a payment, then the monies received are donations. But if admission is conditional upon payment, VAT must be accounted for at the standard rate, even if the payment is described as a donation. A charity which suggests an amount that visitors may wish to contribute, but does not insist on payment of that amount before allowing admission, can treat the amounts received as donations. An admission fee of, say, £20, plus a minimum voluntary contribution of £30, has been held to fail this test, implying that a £30 donation was compulsory. If there is no charge for admission, there is no business activity, and any monies received can be treated as donations and outside the scope of VAT. Secondly, advertising in brochures, programmes, annual reports, etc. The sale of such advertising space is a business activity and is normally standard rated. There are a number of exceptions. Firstly, by concession, provided 50% or more of the total number of advertisements in a publication are clearly placed by private individuals, the charity can treat all sums received from advertisers as non-business and therefore outside the scope of VAT, and therefore no VAT is chargeable. A private advertisement must make no reference to a business at all. Secondly, the supply of advertising to another charity can be zero rated, that is a rate of tax at 0%. Thirdly, the sale of advertising space in brochures or programmes for a fundraising event is exempt from VAT,